Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld from the Concierge Hub Newswire Room with a call out for KJOY 98.3, Long Island's place to relax. It was about a year ago at this time that I was struggling with my health, and I ended up in the hospital, and everything's okay. But it was at that time last year that I turned my radio dial to KJOY 98.3. No more talk radio, no more news, no more just other things except listening to Long Island's place to relax and listening to the voices of KJOY 98.3. And it started with Jamie Morris in the mornings. And I would listen to the Jamie and You show. And I would listen to it on my way to the doctor. I listened to it when I was in the hospital. I listened to it after I got out of the hospital. And this was way before the pandemic. This was last year. Maybe people thought it was coming, but nobody knew. But I knew that I needed to change because I needed to put music back into my life. Because I went to the High School of Music and Art as a music major. There was always music in my house growing up. But I realized that the place that gave me the most peace was listening to music. And Long Island's place to relax got me healthier when I came out. I didn't listen to arguments on the phone about who to sign this guy or that guy. I was listening to the voices of KJOY 98.3. And John Daniels came on after Jamie. And sometimes I listen during the day between 10 and 5. Because again, my life is a little bit different. I'm retired as a pharmacist, working on all kinds of things to help patients during their chronic diseases and doing things to mentor next generation PharmDs. But I'm retired, so I could listen to John Daniels weekdays 10 to 5 if I wanted to. But then in the evenings, if I was driving back home from seeing my grandchildren or having dinner, that was when you could used to go out for dinner. I don't know if you remember that. You could actually go to a restaurant and sit down and have a nice dinner. I had a Romeo Club with my friend Mitch and my friend Stu, retired old men eating out. It was the best thing we ever did. Every Thursday or every other Thursday, we were together. We talked about family. We talked about sports. We used to talk about politics, but now we joke about it. But it was the Romeo Club, and it was really nice, but we didn't have it. But John Tesh, I would listen to. And I remember John Tesh way, way back. I'm old, and he was on, I guess it was Entertainment Tonight. He was been around a long time, but now he is a real voice of your life, just helping your life get back. And I was listening to Brett Levine. You know, she'd be doing the traffic in the mornings and listen to her sometimes on Saturday. And I always loved the things that would come on. They'd bring on Laura Curran from Nassau County when the pandemic started to hit. And I would call in. And I'd speak to Jamie in the morning, and she was so sweet. And I even won one of their trivia shows about the Wedding Crashers, a movie where Owen Wilson and the other guy was in. And I couldn't get the coupon for the free lunch, but John Daniels called me, and he said, I'll send it to you. We don't normally do that, but we'll do that. And it was really nice. So it's Sunday morning. I do this Newswire conversation to kind of bring awareness to the fact that adverse drug reactions, you know, can hurt you. And we're raising awareness. And we're doing things for diabetic patients to do outreach. We're changing the way pharmacists can serve their patients now during a pandemic and beyond. And we did this 6 years ago when we started our company. But now it's become even more life-saving. So when I think about KJOY 98.3, I think about how listening to somebody talk, it was just soothing and just it was okay. They were just there to make your days brighter. It was so important. So I'm looking at KJOY 98 for next year as a place maybe that we can hang our hat with some of the Care One initiatives that we're doing. And maybe some place where we could help promote the wonderful things that we're doing and promote it over the wonderful network that KJOY has as they advance really Long Island life. So I was talking to one of the wonderful women, Louise, who we spoke last week about their Heart Healthy Month coming up in February. And we all need to really support that. We all need to be aware that we have to take care of our heart, because if that heart stops really working, then everything else kind of doesn't work as well. So I want to be an advocate for patient care. I want to be an advocate for patient safety. I want to be an advocate for the powerful voice that KJOY 98 brings to Long Island. This is my home. This is where I live. This is where my family lives. This is where I grew up. And Long Island's struggling to get through the pandemic. We all are. So if I could just, through the Newswire room, sponsored by Newswire and bringing the press releases and the information of today to market about life-saving and cost-saving initiatives for medication, that's kind of where I'd like to hang my hat. So maybe on Sunday mornings like today, before I do my other conversations with my sister in Israel, we do a Bagels With My Sister podcast, I'm just going to talk about KJOY, because it really has changed my life. It really has. So I want to wish all the listeners of KJOY, all the family of KJOY, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. If you came off a Happy Hanukkah, Jamie, we wish you that well as well. I love listening to your stories about your children, because family is so important. And the KJOY family is really part of my life, too. So it's Ken Sternfeld speaking to you from the Newswire room here and reaching out to all our healthcare providers across Nassau and across the country who we reach through the Pharmacy Podcast Network, 70,000 strong, and through Helium Radio, internet, 5.7 million strong. So maybe somebody's listening. And if they are, tune into KJOY 93 if you can, because it'll put a smile on your face. Have a wonderful day.